Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this last weekend of 2023 on What's Up Boone County. We've had a great year, a fun year. And one of the nice things about it is our winters so far have been tolerable. Don't get ahead of yourself, Kent. We may have 6 weeks of snow, as we know. But we've had a nice break over the Christmas holidays with pretty reasonable weather. And so far this year, I don't think we've had any measurable snow that I can remember. But I hope you had a great Christmas with your families, and we are getting ready for the start of the new year and your New Year's Eve plans, if you have any. I tend to stay home, but, you know, you never know. My wife will tell me here in the next day or so what we're going to be doing. But this week on What's Up Boone County, I have Pam Verbarg, who's the executive director of the ARC of Greater Boone County. I had Pam on when she started her job roughly 6 years ago, and we talked about the ARC and what they did. And since she came to Lebanon and since she's been in this role, the programming has expanded. The number of people they serve has grown. The organization's doing well, and I thought it would be good and interesting for our listeners to hear about what goes on at the ARC here on West Main Street in Lebanon, and just kind of circle back with the good people at the ARC. So, Pam, Happy New Year, and welcome to What's Up Boone County.
Thanks, Kent.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you find yourself with the ARC and in Lebanon?
So, I found myself at the ARC in Lebanon, because almost 6, 7.5 years ago, my husband and I moved here to Lebanon when I was working for another organization called Wabash Center in Lafayette. And at the time, we had been living in Carmel, and I was driving about 1 hour and 20 minutes each way.
That'll get old, won't it?
Oh, it did. I did that for almost 5 years. And at the time, we ended up selling our house in that area, and we looked for some place where we kind of split distance. So we ended up here in Lebanon and purchasing our house here. And then in the course of working here, I'd actually joked with my husband at one point in time when we drove past the ARC. He's like, "Well, isn't that what you do?" And I said, "Kind of, but they have a reasonably new executive director, so I'm not necessarily looking to make a move." And then we'd heard that Andy Kirby, who was my predecessor, was moving on to the ARC of Indiana, and they had posted this position here. So with it being 2 miles down the road, I applied and was thankfully offered the position by our board.
What does your husband do? Is he still working?
My husband actually has recovered this year from a liver transplant surgery.
Oh, well, is he doing all right?
He's doing great, but he's starting to ease back into his business, which is Brilliant Foods, and he runs a commercial kitchen out of our property, and it has a food trailer.
So, well, good. Where is your property? Where are you living?
So we live here in Lebanon, just on the outskirts of town over by Farm Bureau.
Okay. So you've been the executive director of the ARC for a little over just about 6 years, correct?
6 years, yeah.
Let's start with the basics. Tell our listeners what the ARC of Greater Boone County is.
So the ARC of Greater Boone County kind of serves two different purposes within our communities. As an ARC chapter, we are both an advocacy organization supporting services and supports for persons with intellectual disabilities. We are also a provider agency, so we provide services to people with intellectual disabilities across our community.
And do you have a territory that you serve, or is it just kind of whoever's close enough to makes it actually work?
So in our services, while we started in Boone County, we've kind of gradually over the years expanded our area based on demand for services. So really, we're now serving people in both Boone counties and in the areas that surround Boone County as well.
Okay. So most of your clientele is from this county, but some come from Tippecanoe or Clinton or Montgomery or Hamilton, et cetera.
And Marion. And, yes.
Well, do other counties have an ARC like we do, or is it not everywhere?
So while there are not ARC chapters in every county, there are many chapters in across Indiana. And I can't remember the exact number, but it's more than, I think we're over 65 chapters across the state now. And those can both be providers and advocacy organizations like we are. And some counties also have just advocacy organizations too.
And what sort of advocacy work do you do?
So as a part of the state and national chapters, we help equip families, work very closely with the ARC of Indiana, who works with the legislature to advocate on behalf of people with disabilities, both here within Indiana and on the national basis as well.
So when you advocate at the General Assembly, you're seeking either more funding or maybe some support legislatively to broaden your opportunities or services you can provide?
Exactly. And in some cases, such as last year, when there was some news about, in the Brownsburg area in particular, about how kids with disabilities were being treated in the schools, the ARC has also advocated very heavily for some new legislation to help protect those kids.
Okay. Well, and a lot of the kids who attend your programs, they also attend the public schools, don't they?
Yes. So we do serve about 100 students in the school systems right now.
Okay. And so these kids can go to school during the day and they can come after school to the ARC?
So they actually don't come to us. What happens is many of those youth might be getting supports during the school day where we're helping them with counseling for their careers or what they might want to do after school. And then we also serve some youth who are getting services in their homes. So we may have staff who come into their homes and help provide some supports so that the family can have a break. In some cases, it may be another family member who lives in that home or a grandparent or sibling or someone else in the family who may be coming in and providing services so that mom and dad can have a break too.
So where is your central office located?
So our central office is located here in Lebanon at 900 West Main Street.
And as you drive by on West Main Street, one of the things that I'm always amazed at is how nice the buildings look, how clean the property is. It's a very nice campus, isn't it?
Yes, and we have several programs that are housed within that campus that we're quite proud of maintaining.
About how many employees does the organization have?
So we currently just passed the 100 mark, which was quite the milestone for us.
I'll bet. And some work there on your West Main Street campus, and others probably provide services outside the facility, I
Absolutely.
Suppose.
So most of our employees are actually outside of the facilities now. So we have probably 20 people who work on site on a regular basis, and all the rest are all around the community.
Well, you're listening to What's Up Boone County this last weekend of 2023, and we're talking to Pam Verbarg, who's the executive director of the ARC of Greater Boone County. What's the ages of the clientele that you provide services for?
So really, we serve people of all ages. I think our youngest person with an intellectual disability currently is about 3 years old, and our oldest is in their 80s.
And how are these identified? How are the students that end up working with you, how do they qualify or how do they establish that they're eligible?
So it will depend on the service they're getting. Many of the individuals come to us through the Medicaid waiver program. And when they come through that program, they actually go through the Bureau of Disability Services and are qualified for those services, and then they are then referred to us. We also partner with some group home agencies who contract with us for services. We work with Vocational Rehabilitation, which is another funder who can support any person with a disability. So it can be a person who may be vision impaired or hearing impaired and not have an intellectual disability. But they meet the funding criteria for that funding set. We also work with kids in the school system who have been identified as having a disability. So they just have to have what they call the individual education plan.
Yes.
And then they then qualify for pre-employment transition service with us. And then finally, our WIC services really are families who are economically disadvantaged. So
So are these families with children who have intellectual or developmental disabilities, or these could just be poor people?
These are just poor people. So for WIC services, a family with a child under the age of 5 or a pregnant woman can be determined to be of need and receive those services.
And what sort of services does the WIC office provide?
So WIC is a state program that's run through the FDA, I believe is who it's run through. And they provide nutrition counseling. They provide the SNAP benefits that some families get to help with formula or food for their infants or toddlers or young children. And they also do health checks with families.
And the assistance that they obtain through WIC for family meals and education and so forth, they're administered through another building on your campus, are they not?
Correct. They are basically right across the street from our main office and are provided there. And then we're also now providing those services in Danville as well.
Because you've grown into the Danville area significantly, so you got an office down there for WIC purposes.
Yes. So we just assumed that from another agency that was running that program. And it's well established and quite large, so we ended up to about tripling the size of our WIC program this year.
The organization's got a lot of tentacles, so you got a lot of responsibility, a lot of employees, a lot of clients or people who receive services. How is your office and your program governed? Do you have a volunteer board of people who serve?
Yes, we do. We have a board of directors, and our board consists of about between 12 and 15 people in any given year. That includes community representatives, family members, and self-advocates. So we do have some people with disabilities who serve on our board as well.
And how are they selected?
It's really selected by the board of directors. So it can be referrals from other members of our board of directors. It can be people who've expressed interest in serving on a community board. We've also had several board members join us through United Way of Central Indiana. They have a program called Leadership United, where they bring in people who are interested in serving on boards and have them serve a 6-month board fellowship. And we've gotten some board members that way as well.
Well, good. Well, before we take a break, at the midpoint, why don't you give our listeners an idea who are the principal officers who lead your organization?
So several of these are local folks, and then others live in a couple of the surrounding counties as well. So Dan Fleming currently serves as our president. Megan Gumbel is our vice president. Mary Ping is the treasurer of the board. Reed Dodge is the secretary, and Judy Wathke serves as the past president.
And these people are volunteers. They don't get paid, I don't suppose.
That is correct.
And they donate their time to help guide and offer ideas and help out in any way they can.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Pam Verbarg of the Arc of Greater Boone County and learn more about what they're up to and some of the programming they've grown into after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this last weekend in December 2023, talking with Pam Verbarg, the Executive Director of the Arc of Greater Boone County. Numbers of clients, I think we started to talk about that, and I may have gotten off the track, as I often do. About how many kids do you serve who are in the school year, so to speak?
So we serve about 100 kids in the school systems right now. So that's Boone County, and then we do serve a couple of schools in Hamilton County as well.
And then you have other, what you call core programs.
Absolutely.
And that actually is a larger number, is it not?
It is. So we serve a little bit over 200 people in our core intellectual disability programs. And then in WIC, in Boone County, we serve about 600 families per year in WIC, and we serve a little over 2,000 in Hendricks County.
2,000 families? Of course, there's more people in Hendricks County.
Yes.
And do you see the numbers increasing over time? And if so, why is that?
Yes. Especially here in Boone County, we are definitely seeing demand increasing. And part of that is the population growth in the county. You know, as the county is continuing to grow, needs are continuing to grow.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense. So you serve a wide range of clientele. The goal is to help these people become more productive citizens, both personally and professionally, with occupation, support, and that sort of thing. And of course, we don't have time to talk about all the success stories, but there are many, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. I can think of many as I think about those that we serve.
And there's a lot of companies in Central Indiana that actually use clients of the ARC for their own business purposes, don't they?
Absolutely. Not only do we have partners all across the community that hire people that we support with disabilities and create competitive work and work opportunities, but we also partner with several employers here locally who provide job training opportunities through contracting with us to provide that labor for them. So that includes Hendrickson, did include Mr. Canary, who we'll be talking about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Mr. Canary, Hendrickson Trailer out in the business park.
Uh-huh.
So a fair number of people who are receiving services through the ARC actually work at Hendrickson, don't they?
We have a few people who work there on site, and then we also do a lot of contract work for them.
And give me an example of the kind of contract work you're talking about.
So we assemble some of their axle assemblies, and then we do a we insert packets of lubricant into tubes that go into the axle assemblies for some of their products as well. And we assemble boxes for them. We assemble a lot of boxes.
And these people who come to Lebanon to participate either in the employment or to come to the campus, are they typically providing their own transportation?
Yes. Either providing their own. Some utilize Boone Area Transit as their transportation provider. And then we do provide transportation for a few people that we provide 24-hour supports to.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Mr. Canary and tell our listeners how you got involved with Mr. Canary and what it's led to.
Well, Mr. Canary is a bird feeder company that makes bird feeders or markets bird feeders that are sold all over the country. And this business was started over 25 years ago by two sisters.
But they're not from around here, are they?
No, they actually started the company in the Marion area. One of the sisters retired, and then the other sister moved to the Carmel area. And about 2016 was looking for a new production partner. And they happened to select at that point in time the ARC of Greater Boone County to produce their bird feeders.
And you obviously have the capacity to provide those services they needed.
Mm-hmm. And those bird feeders go all over the country. So Walmart is one of the biggest customers across the country.
So if I go to Walmart and looking for a bird feeder, there's a good chance Mr. Canary's got some there,
yes,
correct?
We have two products that are regularly carried at Walmart.
And are they made then here in Lebanon?
Yes, they are.
And then so you started out as a contractor providing these services, and now you actually own the company, don't you?
We do. Jan, who owned the company, reached out to us last summer, and we were able to negotiate with her, and the board elected to purchase the company October of this year.
I'm curious, it's probably none of my business, but I'm curious, did you just pay cash or are you paying them over time?
We paid cash.
So you had the money and you had the ability to and convince your lenders or your support systems that this was a worthwhile investment. Mm-hmm. And has it worked out well?
It has. So they had one employee, Nathaniel Odell, who's come on board to manage the basic parts of the business. And then we're continuing with the production just as we always have. The beauty of this is we know that we have some stable and secure employment options for those that we support moving forward, because we could have lost those options had they sold to somebody else.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the fact they gave you guys a chance and were willing to sell it to you.
Absolutely.
Maybe for less than they might have been able to sell it to somebody else.
And that's quite possible.
Yeah. So how many different employers in Lebanon actually use your company's services in one way or the other, would you estimate?
Gosh, it's really kind of hard to say exactly how many, because if I look at our relationships now versus people who may have been in jobs forever, We've worked with any number of different businesses, you know, from the hospital to different businesses out at the business park to some of our local restaurants. You know, we've got right now about 30 people that we're following who are getting long-term supports in employment, but that doesn't count the hundreds that we've placed over the years who may still be working in those careers.
Sure. Well, that's what these people want. They want a career. They want to have something they can feel good about themselves, and they provide a valuable service, and they grow because of their years out in the economy, don't they?
Absolutely. And if people don't need our ongoing services, obviously that's success for everybody as well. So that's why I can't give an exact answer to
the changes,
members of businesses.
Probably.
Yes.
Well, and the funding. Where's the funding come to operate this business, which consists of over 100 employees, more customers, so to speak, or people who receive the services? I mean, you've got to have a significant revenue source, and there's probably more than one, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. So we are funded through several different state agencies. So the WIC services are funded through the Indiana State Department of Health. We have many of our Medicaid waiver services are funded through the Bureau of Disability Services. So we work with them. We work with several group home agencies who also contract with us for services. We have Vocational Rehabilitation, which is another state agency that we work closely with. And then we also have contract revenue from those different businesses that we work with as well. So when we do contract work for Hendrickson or Fix Fast or others, we receive revenue from those as well. So we try to diversify as much as we can so that we're not completely dependent on one revenue source as well.
Like you mentioned earlier, the United Way of Central Indiana,
yes.
Do they support the efforts of the ARC of Greater Boone County?
Absolutely. So we are a United Way agency. So and United Way supports us in several different ways. We do receive funds through their basic needs funds, which helps to fund parts of our services that aren't totally covered by the service revenue. They've also assisted us with roofing and other capital type investments over the years.
You've got the same building maintenance problems the rest of us do, don't you?
Yes, and hail damage and all those fun things that we deal with. And then this year, we also have some new funding that we're in the process of working with that just started again in October of this year. We received some funds through the Family Opportunity Fund, which is another fund that they have, which focuses on helping to move families out of poverty, because one of their big focuses today is looking at generational poverty and helping families move out of that. So we received some funds where we are going to be offering some career exploration and some job skills training with families in the near future.
Well, that's essential, you know, and in this show that I've been doing now for over 14 years, a fair percentage of the guests I have on this show are people who work in the social services field. And they often talk about the need is greater. And you mentioned, of course, with the population growing, just all else being equal, you're going to have an increase in the numbers. But aside from the numbers themselves, do you think are we getting anywhere in this effort to help people in poverty, or is it just getting, or is it, are we falling farther and farther behind? Do you have any sense of that?
You know, it's been tough. The last 3 years in particular, obviously, since COVID-19 struck.
And that's affected a lot of people. Oh, they just can't work like they used to.
And it's affected a lot of people. It's caused a lot of fear. It's also changed parts of the economy. So we've definitely seen more needs in many areas over the last couple of years just because of the pandemic and some of the pressures it's put on the system in general.
Do you have private grant opportunities that you can look to in an effort to expand your revenue as well?
Absolutely. And we are always looking at those to see if there's ways that we can further expand services and do other things as well.
Do you have enough room on your campus here currently, or are you about to outgrow that?
We have enough room. We don't have any building plans right now, but we do have some open land if we ever find that we do need additional space.
Would it be right there nearby?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
There's the potential of that.
Well, who knows how big Lebanon might grow. You know, we all know that eventually Lebanon will become part of the greater metropolitan area, if it isn't already. But the city will grow this way, like it or not. Mm-hmm. And so it will just bring more and more need for services. It will bring more and more people this way. But it will provide better opportunities for your business, won't it?
Absolutely.
Is there anything else we haven't talked about that you might want to mention about the Arc of Greater Boone County?
Gosh, I can't think of anything.
Tell me about Special Olympics.
Oh, well, Special Olympics, of course, is an organization that works with many of the people that we support as well. It's run by some local folks, and again, we have a Boone County chapter that's very active. And I would just say they're another organization that helps meet some needs for those that we support. So we have many of our athletes, or their athletes, who also participate in our programs as well. So there's a lot of overlap with us, between us and the Special Olympics group.
Well, it's a great organization, and I've known people who are in the Special Olympics group, and I periodically support them in any way I can. If there are listeners out there who would like to help the Arc of Greater Boone County in one way or the other, what are some of the things they could do that you could use their help with?
We always have need, especially in the spring and summertime. If anyone wants to come and help with landscaping projects, we're always looking for folks to come and speak to our Action Club, which is our advocacy group of people that we support, and they meet once a month, and they're looking for speakers to just educate them about what people do in their careers or talk about things that are going on in the community. And reach out. I mean, there's always some things that we could use, from books and videos and art supplies to things that could help support families who are in need as well.
Well, it's good to know. And I've got books, and I've got some of those things you mentioned that I might be able to part with. You know, the house is not getting any bigger, and it just seems to get more full every year. Well, Pam, I appreciate you coming in and helping us be reminded about the Arc of Greater Boone County. And I commend the volunteer directors and officers who you mentioned earlier who volunteer their time. And I hope the Arc continues to grow and do well, as it has.
Thank you, Kent.
You're welcome. Our guest has been Pam Verbarg, the Executive Director of the Arc of Greater Boone County. It's a great organization providing social services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and they provide financial support through the WIC program for families who have young children and need financial help. Anything you could do to help them would be appreciated. We start into 2024. I do not know who we'll have on as our guest next week, but we'll have another person in to talk about the goings-on in our community. Have a great new year, and we'll see you next week and next year on What's Up Boone County.